90.5. It's 2 minutes past 8 o'clock. Just catching up with what we've heard. We had the Dodgy Song, Dennis Wilson, Bobby and the Space Invaders, Elton John after that, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Oh, blimey, John, what a ripper.
Whole album's fantastic. From the album Caribou, 1973 or 5, 75, I think.
It's not that old.
Yes, it is. Miles Davis after that, Freddie Freeloader.
That might be the best track of the night.
Well, Dave Ming Chang knew what it was.
I love it.
He sent me a little "I know what this is" message. Miles Davis, Freddie Freeloader, Black Label Society, "Room of Nightmares," new single from them from last year. Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush, "You Got Living," and a little excerpt from Tool and a track called "Irons."
You know, I had my headphones on while that was on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that buzzing noise, I think that was electronic, but blimey, it sounded like a mosquito in your ear.
Yeah.
Really?
Fixed your head up,
yeah,
didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good.
And just then a track for Ming Chang, Stephen Cummings, "Love is crucial, but money, that's everything."
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
G'day, Dave, by the way.
That's from 1986, "This Wonderful Life." Coming up shortly, the 78 rev per minute from 1940, Weekly World News and In Concert. But first, to our dedicated listener, a request, the man who puts the records in the wrong cover.
Hmm.
This is Glenn Frey.
Are we going to call him Wrong Cover from now on?
Yeah, Wrong Cover.
Wrong cover.
This is for you, Wrong Cover. The heat's on, baby. When you get home, the heat is on.
Oh!
Pressure's
Chase is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Panu Sam of Abundant Life Homeopathy is a leading specialist in homeopathy in our local area. With 25 years of experience, Sam offers homeopathic treatment and medicine that adopts a natural and holistic approach to treating diseases. Come and discover the latest advances of homeopathic treatment with Sam as he probes into the root cause of your problems and help you restore back to health and also could prevent reoccurrences. Homeopathy, affordable, safe and effective natural medicine. To book an appointment, call Sam on 0405 126 409 or Google search Abundant Life Homeopathy. Station sponsor.
The Leukemia Foundation is the only national not-for-profit organisation dedicated to the care and cure of patients and families living with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma and related blood disorders. The Leukemia Foundation receives no ongoing government funding. We rely on the generosity of the community. A donation to the Leukemia Foundation will help improve the quality of lives of patients and families and aid vital research into better treatments and cures. Visit leukemia.org.au.
Hi, this is Happy Jack inviting you to join me for my Mid-Dawn Magic Moments program at the new time slot from midnight to dawn each Saturday morning immediately after Jukebox Jive with Kerry McGay. As before, it's ideal listening for all you night owls right here on Alive 90.5.
You know what? You're a terrible liar.
Of this week's Rock and Roll Smorgasbord movie review.
Tonight's movie is the black and white Sherlock Holmes movie, The Woman in Green, made in 1945.
Oh, that's a bit younger than the 78 we're going to hear tonight.
Yeah, it's only 5 years difference, John. Now, this movie stars Mr. Basil Rathbone, and regular listeners will know that he is... Is that Basil on the phone?
Is that bit old. Basil? Basil.
Yeah, it is him, isn't it?
You swear at me, Basil.
Oh, sure. It's gone right off. Basil Rathbone, as listeners know, Basil Rathbone's one of my faves. Basil Rathbone plays a very good Sherlock, in my opinion. The movie studies a serial murder and all of his naughty behaviour. As a side note, it is interesting to see all the actors smoking cigarettes all through this movie, including all of the female actors.
Oh.
Now, that's not something you might see much nowadays.
Oh, no, they're not allowed.
No. The question that I have for you all, does the killer know... he is the killer. My rating, a double espresso would be very nice. The divorce courts has watched this as well and she said, two sugars please, Gidget.
Why is he carrying a shovel?
Yeah, you see.
Find out by viewing our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page.
How do people do that, John?
Just, if you're on Facebook, just... in the search thing, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord, rock and the and symbol, roll smorgasbord, and we should come up, like our page, be part of the mix here.
Part of the chaos.
Yes, part of the chaos.
Wind up that gramophone!
Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Fire 5'2", eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turned up nose, turned down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into a 5'2" covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, could she woo, could she, could she, could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal?
Smorgasbord presents Weekly World News.
So that was from 1940, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, 5'2", Eyes of Blue.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice rhyming.
Yes, yes. And we had a listener from the Woodville Terrier.
Yeah.
He made a comment about your movie review.
Yes.
Saying that it's the best Sherlock ever. Nigel Bruce's Watson, brilliant.
Yeah, look, I'd have to agree with that. I think Basil Rathbone does play a mighty good Sherlock. And, yeah, Dr. Watson out of that series is very, very, very good. Quite funny. It's done with a lot of sort of background humour. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very good show.
And it's nice when we get responses from our audience.
Absolutely it
is. At least we know we're not in here talking amongst ourselves.
As usual.
All right, Weekly World News. You're gonna roll the dice?
I'll roll the dice. You ready? It's a three-sided dice, which is a bit weird and wonderful, but anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Guess what?
Are you serious?
Is it me again?
No.
No? Okay. Gidge.
It's him.
Oh, him?
Him. Him. Oh, her. Sorry.
Take it away, Gidge.
Thank you. Okay.
Sergeant Stadenko.
Forget about
Billy,
the sign.
Give me that knife.
Billy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, Gidget. Off you go.
Oh, my goodness, you two. Forget about the scientific facts.
Forget about
drummed
what?
Into your head by school teachers, Saturn is not a planet.
No way.
No, it's a colossal UFO.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, no, there.
Dr. Eduardo Marquez, who has come forward with puzzling photos that appear to bolster the seemingly outlandish claim. So Saturn is a giant UFO. It is not a planet.
Well, must be powered by batteries.
Yeah.
Because it's not moving anywhere.
No.
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 Oh, I might have gone bust.
Bust.
Yeah, might have gone bust.
Might have.
How do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Could have.
Could have. Yeah.
What's an echo in here? Sydney, it's bad news for hipsters, but men with beards harbour more germs in their whiskers than dogs carry in their fur, according to scientists.
I don't believe that.
Really?
I don't believe that.
The alarming news follows a study that found every sampled beard was crawling with bacteria, and nearly half had bugs that were hazardous to human health.
Oh, what a load of rubbish.
By contrast, a number of the dogs tested proved to have lower levels of microbes.
Now, what if you like microbes? What if you're a microbe collector?
The study found all of the bearded men aged from 18 to 76 showed high microbial counts, but only 23 out of 30 dogs had high counts.
Oh.
The remainder had moderate levels.
Mm.
Seven men were even found to be harbouring microbes that pose a serious threat to human health.
Well, I'm safe.
Wow.
I'm safe.
You're safe.
Because I'm not human.
Oh, that's
I'm an oinker.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't pointing it at you. I was just
I had a shave yesterday anyway. For years, Friday the 13th has had a stigma of being an unlucky day. Here is some history.
Okay.
Now I'll do a few things, but I'll come back to this. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Friday the 13th goes back to a Dutch holiday where naughty kids would sneak into graveyards at night and defecate on the tombstones.
Oh.
How naughty.
That's disgusting.
How naughty.
Oh.
In France, that's not in Holland, but in France. Does that make sense?
No.
Good.
No.
Friday the 13th falls the day after the St. Umbilicus celebration.
Oh, yeah, we celebrate that every year.
Most people were hung over after the St. Umbilicus holiday and had to deal with things that they'd done the night before whilst they were drunk.
Well, in your younger day, you would have celebrated that every second day.
Yes, and twice on a Saturday as a rule.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do one more and then I'll come back. On Friday the 13th of August, 1539.
Wow.
The Aztecs killed 39,000 people at the request of Hernan Cortes, who claimed to be a god and wanted a tribute. He took over the empire the very next day. What a clever rooster.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Over to you, Gidge. Oh!
Whoa!
Holy smoke, Gidge, you all right?
Sorry.
You nearly exploded.
Yeah, I did.
Blimey, Charlie.
I've really got to comb my hair down. Whoops, looks like I'm electrocuted here.
Yeah.
There we go, that's
better. Well, no, that was good, I enjoyed that. That was good.
Okay, I feel refreshed now.
That's good.
A doctor has discovered the body of a tiny 6-inch alien in Chile.
Your reporter seems obsessed about aliens and spaceships.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that.
Stephen Greer, former emergency medical physician and current alien investigator.
Oh, current?
Exactly. Discovered the little guy. Experts agree that the tiny alien is from planet Zeba. Okay. A planet that has been known to be friendly to humans on Earth. So it's a very friendly
What about planet. Humans that aren't on Earth?
Oh, no, they're screwed.
See, they never think of this stuff.
New South Wales. A man who collapsed in the snow from a heart attack was saved from freezing death by his faithful companion, a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Susie the Alsatian, or as we might say now, a German shepherd.
Yep.
Lay on top of Tom Hull for 5 hours, blanketing him with her thick coat.
Yeah, and her microbes.
And her microbes. Her barking finally attracted the attention of search parties. They arrived just in time, said Hull's wife, Rose.
Oh, that's not a dog, sorry.
Tom was very close to freezing to death, but Susie saved his life. Police agreed that Hull, aged 55, owed his life to the dog. Hull, a businessman, collapsed whilst walking along a riverbank near his home in Tylerstown. Don't know where that is.
Oh, that's where they... There's a roofing convention there every year.
Is there?
Yeah, without fail there.
He previously had undergone heart bypass operation. Rose, 49, called police after arriving home at 10 p.m. and finding no one in the house. So they heard the dog bark and found him.
That was fortuitous for him, wasn't it?
That's very beautiful.
Yes.
I like that story. Yeah. It's nice.
So that obviously didn't happen on Friday the 13th then?
No.
No,
it had a Saturday the 14th.
Yeah. Saturday the 14th, yeah. Did you know that Genghis Khan suffered his first flogging on Friday the 13th?
Suffered his first what?
Flogging.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah. He fought 5 larger children and copped an absolute hiding, thus developing his inferiority complex, which drove him to conquer entire continents. That's good, isn't it?
Well, yes.
It is. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry to do this.
Go on.
No.
Not aliens again. Is it?
Maybe.
Please, come on.
Millions of stingrays wash ashore in the coast state of Veracruz in Mexico.
Veracruz.
Professor John Malley went to Mexico and met with local authorities. He confirmed that the stingrays had the mark of aliens on them.
Yeah.
And that they were in fact killed by the aliens.
I heard about this.
From planet Zeba.
Oh, not the Zeba news again.
There
what
you
are
go.
This mob up to, Jono?
I really don't know.
I'm a bit concernerated, I must
admit.
They
don't report
They're
to
taking
me.
Over.
They don't report to you?
No.
They should.
The pups in the hit movie 101 Dalmatians were cute. But veterinarians say parents should think twice before buying one of the black spotted dogs for their children because most Dalmatians hate children.
Nah, hang on. Are you reading
really?
That right?
But what about 101 Dalmatians? You know that movie?
Well, it's just a movie. Yeah.
But it's real.
In your mind, it is.
You're from Zeba as well, aren't you?
The latest round of warnings came after a Dalmatian attacked a 9-year-old boy in Colombia and tore off half his ear.
Wow.
Little Justin Page's parents later recovered the missing chunk of ear and plastic surgeons reattached it during a 4-hour operation. Well,
did they put all the microbes in as well? I hope they did.
Yeah.
And the spots.
He's
got a spotted ear.
Spotty ear.
See, when they were looking for it, they spotted his ear.
Oh, now I get it.
This is a dad joke alert. Everybody, I just put a warning on there.
duck in the window.
No, that's it. Yeah, the duck in the window. Yeah. That's quite important, that, John.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very warning. No Dalmatians.
Did I ever tell you this? In 1881, what?
No. You told me about 1550 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I told you about that. In 1881, a group of 13 New Yorkers decided to prove that Friday the 13th mist was just that, indeed, only a myth. At their first meeting, their second meeting, their first meeting, Jono.
Right.
Held on Friday the 13th itself, the 13 members walked under a ladder on purpose into a room with broken mirrors on purpose and that had salt spilt on the floor on purpose. The meeting went well with no issues whatsoever. On the way home, as they left the building, they were all killed by a freak accident. A runaway truck taking a rabid wolverine to the vets crashed into the building, killing every single one of the 13.
So that's what, and that happened on a Friday?
On a Friday.
Wow.
The 13th.
Just puts more strength to the superstition, doesn't it?
It does, rather.
It does.
Venice in Italy.
Mm.
Chain-smoking Luigi Barone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. I went to school with a bloke.
Yes.
I went to school with a bloke who used to smoke chains, and he absolutely, he's as sick as a dog. He's got rust thingamabob now, poisoning.
Tetanus.
Yeah. Rust tetanus, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
He's got it.
So chain-smoking Luigi Barone may have claimed a spot in the Guinness Book of Records after puffing cigar after cigar after cigar for 76 consecutive hours.
What?
Wow. He did it when he was sleeping then.
Yeah. During this amazing cigar-smoking performance, Barone did not take time out to eat, drink or sleep.
Gidget's got it. Gidget's worked it out.
She just said... He smoked whilst he slept.
Well, yeah, but she was suggesting that instead of burning the bedroom down and overheating his pillow, that he had in fact not slept. That's what she was suggesting.
Oh, I see. Yeah, of course.
She's a suggester.
Yeah, very suggestive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really? I'm very suggestive.
That's the way your mother dresses you.
Any more from
no,
you?
No, not from me, no.
Okay, I have...
Oh! Sorry, I trod on that.
One more for you, listeners.
Fire away.
Where is it? Oh.
I know where
Mako
it is.
Mako in Hungary.
No!
Yes, it's from Hungary.
Okay.
Residents here, or there, are about to begin one of the most popular celebrations, the annual Rat Kill Festival and Competition.
Oh, good.
A week-long contest that awards a $3,000 prize to the man who can kill the most rats.
Why don't we do that here?
Wow.
Everybody be going to Canberra. The road wouldn't cope. The festival, which begins mid-May, will continue a 340-year-old tradition. During the celebration, work is halted and great quantities of alcohol are consumed.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Sounds like a day at Lawn Bowls. But the purpose is dead serious.
Oh, yeah.
To rid the region of disease-carrying rodents. There are 300,000 people in the area and an estimated 14 million rats.
Wow.
More than 1,000 men are expected to compete this year. Wonder why the women don't compete.
Yeah.
Oh, I think women should compete.
I think they should too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just as good as catching rats as men.
Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely.
The current record holder is Miklos Kerkreski, who destroyed an incredible... Guess how many?
Seven.
A thousand.
27,486 rats in last year's week-long competition. 27,000 of the mongrels.
What did I say? Seven. What an idiot.
Well, you just left
the part of it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me.
Well, that's this week's Weekly World News,
ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Yeah, no, I've got it now.
So if you've got a beard, give it a trim, or you get to have those microbes.
Clean it.
No. No.
You, Bjelke Peterson.
All right, in concert we have Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Leon Russell.
Yeah.
And Dire Straits.
Oh, yeah.
27 minutes to 9. Gorgeous George will entertain you between 9 and 10, and then Terry Swan will be in between 10 and midnight.
Have you noticed how beautiful George is?
Well, that's why he's called Gorgeous George.
I've noticed.
He's a cracker, isn't he?
Mm.
Gidget never wants to go home.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
But, you know, she has duties to do.
Hey, you know, you were saying that Sheila's are good at catching rats.
No, yeah, I said they're probably just as good as the men. Yeah.
I went to work with a Sheila who was, she'd been married 5 times, and she reckoned she was pretty good at catching rats.
Is Deep Purple one of our faves?
He's one placed around a
snare
drum pattern.
We can put the home cone on the hook now, Lord. The mystery caller can't call us now.
What you gonna do?
yes, as you can see, we play in all the big pubs. This is one, in fact, that we started playing in pubs. Oh, shush, shush.
Fears, overcoming obstacles. That's what legends do. Find your reason, your passion. The focus is you. No matter what fitness level you're at, it's all about pushing that one important button. We're here for you, to help you, to coach you, and to guide you. 1-2-3, reset. Call Fernwood North Rocks and Seven Hills on 9871 7996 or visit our Facebook page, Fernwood North Rocks, to experience the Fernwood difference for yourself. Your premium women's health and fitness club. Station sponsor.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
Hope you enjoyed In Concert this evening.
Oh, Jono, that's got to be one of the best In Concerts we've ever put together.
Well, that's a big statement, Lord, oh, but mate, that not was, bad.
That,
not
bad. That absolutely
it was
rocked.
Up there. It was up there.
Up there, Gazelle. Deep Purple, Rat Bat Blue from 1996. Oh. Leon Russell, Roll Away the Stone with all those lovely black female singers in the background.
Yes, I know.
From 1973, that's a triple album called Leon Live. I got that for $12, $15 in mint condition.
That's a dead set giveaway. That's good music.
And Dire Straits, Down to the Waterline from 1979. We're going to say goodnight because Gidget's got to go and look after her young daughter.
That's correct.
Do her motherly duties. We'll be back in a fortnight. And have a pleasant and safe Easter. Whatever you do, just drive safely.
Absolutely.
Don't rush. Just don't get frustrated with the traffic. Just get there in one piece and we want you back again.
Yeah, just slow. If you get there 5 minutes late, who cares?
Exactly.
And we got to just quickly, Ross Fear tomorrow night, Australian Spectrum. His guest tomorrow is Marcus Holden. And he's a veteran Australian performer and is currently a member of Sancha and the Blue Gypsies and Mick McConway's National Junk Band. So he's in a few bands, but he's performed with, well, look, everybody here. So that'll be good tomorrow night with Ross Fear, Australian Spectrum, between 9 and midnight. And don't forget Frankie Dengate before that.
Oh, yeah.
And also Graham Davidson with Soul Train.
Jono, did I mention that a lady at Rouse Hill Shops gave me a CD? I've unfortunately left it at home.
Oh.
We'll be playing that next week.
Okay.
Oh, no, week after that, yeah.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Really appreciate you listening. Means a lot to us. And here's one for Gidget, this Cream.
Is this a Gidgetronic song?
Yes.
Oh.
Good old Cream. John Rob, Lord Pig and Gidget saying
good night.
Good night.
See you, folks. See you 2 weeks.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise. Been waiting so long to
waiting so long. I've been waiting so long.